I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a podcast analytics platform that enables podcasters to see all the relevant data they need to know about their podcast's audience. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the referral code Wrestling2XPod. Again, the code Wrestling2XPod.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romaran and Chino Liao coming to you on Eid al-Fitr. So Eid Mubarak to all of our Muslim brothers and sisters, all of our Muslim friends in the wrestling community especially. Hope that everybody's enjoying their holiday as well. You know, anytime we get a holiday, diba, in the middle of a long and stressful work week, that's a great thing, diba? Especially as salary men. I think we're all salary men. I think we all count, right?
For sure.
All right, so we've got a very packed stream as usual, kahit na holiday. We got to say thank you, by the way, to everybody who's joining us already on Kumu and on Facebook. If you haven't yet, please follow us on Spotify. Sobrang laking na itutulong nun sa amin sa Wrestling Podcast. So please look for us, the Wrestling Podcast. You see the three of us in our wrestling t-shirts holding the two world championship belts. That's us. Give us a follow and it goes a long, long way. Now, this week, dahil nga holiday, wala si Babyface producer Nikai. Wala rin si Babyface producer Sola. And in their place is Babyface producer Chino.
Yeah! Wala tayong soundboard dito eh.
Pwede niya.
Chino Liao at 4 a.m. manning the controls. This is a miracle that we are witnessing sleep, right here.
Sleep is for the weak. Wala matutulog. Sleep is for the weak.
So, oh, what's up, JK? Thank you for joining us. If you're just joining us, yeah, in the announced namin si Chino yung nagmaman ng controls ngayon. So please show him some love kasi medyo nakakalito siya. So, you know, Chino needs all the positive reinforcement and encouragement that he can get. So in the meantime, we also got to say thank you to our friends from Kramer Toy Warden. Say what's up to Sebastian Goles who made it all possible for us to partner with them for the hashtag WWP 7 years promo. And congratulations to all of our winners. So we'll be getting in touch with you shortly and we'll let you know how you can get your prizes from us and from Kramer Toy Warden. Now, sabi nga namin, di ba, meron tayong bagong promo and a new sponsor. Let me just flex my new Macho Man cap, courtesy of our friends from New Era Caps. Hey. So New Era is one of our partners for this next round of promos on the Wrestling Podcast. In fact, for week one, we're going to be giving out an entire gift pack of goodies from New Era. So we've got some Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage merch. That's part of their first collection of WWE merchandise. You can check that out on their Facebook page, New Era Caps Philippines. You can also find them on Instagram. Same. Yeah. Flash on that then. What we're gonna be giving away for week one of the new era promo.
Dang! Look at that.
Hey, look at that. That's not bad. Mukhang ano, mukhang old school na t-shirt na you know from the early 2000s.
Yes.
Yeah. Please note though na yung t-shirt tsaka yung cap lang hindi kasama yung lalaki. It's the t-shirt and the cap are given away by New Era.
Baka raw ka mo merong naghanap ng jowa eh.
Di namin kilala tong tao, tong lalaki.
Yeah.
So we're giving away this Hulk Hogan gift pack courtesy of our friends from New Era Caps. So you can get that snapback and that Hulk Hogan t-shirt. And all you have to do is to answer a Hulk Hogan related question on our TikTok. You just have to follow us there. Follow the Wrestling Podcast. Follow New Era as well. We'll put everything down on social media. So now is as good a time as any to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Wrestling Podcast. Then on TikTok and Twitter at Wrestling2XPod. And then para siyang radio show, sagutin niyo lang yung tanong. Pag marami kayong nakakuha ng correct answer, we'll be raffling it off among everybody. It's that simple. All right?
Right.
So there. Okay, we can. I think we can remove your image. Okay. Thank you, wow. Baby face producer Chino.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. So, like we said kanina nung pre-show, we've got WrestleMania Backlash predictions to talk about. And syempre, kapag may pay-per-view, that means meron din tayong watch party. And you can be part of our watch parties by joining us and being a Wrestling Podcast patron. So, Ro, let's tell them how they can be part of our Patreon program.
All right, guys, you can be a part of this program and enjoy the perks that other people are enjoying at the moment by signing up at our Patreon site, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, sobrang mura naman, you get access to our Discord community, Discord server, you get access to our watch parties, especially this Monday morning, Manila time, Monday pala, Manila time, not necessarily morning, for WrestleMania Backlash. Also get exclusive review content for the shows of the week, which is Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, NXT, pay-per-views, and also exclusive merch. So we are still planning to work on other merch ideas for you guys. So once you are a part of our Patreon community, you get those for free. So yun, what are you waiting for? Sign up now, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Thank you, Jackie, for dropping it in the comments.
All right, let's start with our WrestleMania Backlash predictions kasi yun nga naman yung big show, diba, happening next Monday, Manila time. And let's start off with what I think is the most compelling match on the card. So that's Roman Reigns versus Cesaro for the Universal Championship. So coming off of last week's SmackDown, diba, si Jimmy Uso bumalik siya. And medyo complicated pa rin yung allegiance niya kasi to me, it looks like he's looking out for Jay, pero medyo wala siyang pakialam kina Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns. So what role do you think Jimmy Uso will play in all of this? Let's start with Ro.
I think eventually he's sasali siya kay Roman Reigns. I do like the fact that they picked up exactly where they left off with Jimmy noong Hell in a Cell. They replayed the whole thing. They showed us that he did get guillotined for the sake of getting Jay to quit. So okay yun, I like that they didn't rush into it and they just didn't, you know, pop in and pop him back in just for the sake of having another guy in the group. So talagang okay yung ginawa nila. I like that we're going to have to work hard to get Jimmy in the group. And even though it's going to take a while, I don't know, 1 month, 2 months maybe, for sure, sasali siya. And there's no other way around it.
Ego Chino, what are your thoughts on this whole storyline?
I feel like it's the opposite of what Nicole said. I don't see Jimmy Uso joining them right now because of this strenuous hold that he and Roman Reigns have. Diba? Yung relationship nila is really not as strong. And he's actually very focused on winning the tag team titles. Now that said, Dirt Sheets report that they might actually walk away with the titles sometime soon from a face team. That being, of course, the Mysterios. We'll get to later. But I see myself having that and I also feel like they will become tag team champions. But you know how they have, you know how certain tag teams have this unsteady alliance. I feel like the Usos are on their way to that as well, because I don't want to see a rehash of the Jey Uso Roman Reigns storyline. Pero yung kapatid naman niya, like it's not compelling for me anymore if they do that again.
Kasi nangyari na eh. Nakita na natin.
Exactly. So that's also why I don't want to see it happen.
Okay. Say what's up to Sebastian Martinez in the comment section. Looking at the TikTok, overall...
Sorry, I just want to say he's from TikTok. We have converted one TikTok follower.
Oy, nice.
A live stream follower. What's up, Vince? I answered his question just kanina lang about Jim Cornette. So thank you for asking that and thank you for following us on TikTok.
Yeah, I think see Vince Martinez, I've answered a couple of his questions as well. One of them being about the pipe bomb, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, thanks for joining us, man. Looking at this match, no, Roman Reigns versus Cesaro, I don't think na ito yung moment pa ni Cesaro. Kasi diba, there's still a lot of story to tell with Roman being the head of the table and then with Jimmy Uso finally being part of this. So kung yung endgame is Cesaro eventually beats Roman, kailan ito mangyayari? Ano, SummerSlam?
I don't think it's going to happen. I feel like Cesaro isn't ripe for a championship, especially a main championship picture win yet. However, the beautiful thing about having Roman on top for this long, because honestly, I see Roman Reigns holding the title for 500 days. Like, some ridiculous...
Alam ko 500 years.
No, yeah. As in, for some ridiculous amount of time. And I don't see him dropping anytime soon. Because they're doubling down on him as the face of SmackDown. And that said, because you have somebody as established as Roman Reigns, he brings everybody up to his level. So people who you don't necessarily buy as main event picture players, like a Cesaro or like a Jey Uso, for example, are brought up to his level and he's able to bring compelling storylines out of them. So at least you get that, even if we don't get Cesaro as your Universal Champion.
Yeah, so I was saying, I actually agree na Cesaro isn't going to win this anytime soon. I actually think that nagmamadali sila with the stories that are happening on SmackDown. Like, they're juggling Cesaro's push, then they're juggling Jimmy Uso joining the ulit, joining Roman Reigns and co again. So I feel like what should be happening this Monday or this Sunday at WrestleMania Backlash was supposed to be Seth versus Cesaro 2 for the shot at the Universal Championship. Pero siempre, it's fine because I guess they wanted to move on. They wanted to push Cesaro while the iron is hot. I think if they didn't do that, marami magreklamo. And okay na rin, I guess, but I don't think that it's going to happen anytime soon because this is too soon for Cesaro. I thought they were going to draw it out for a lot longer. And yun, I don't know when. You asked when, I don't know when. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
Ito yung takot ko eh, kasi yung nga, like a lot of the people in the community, diba, we're all rooting for Cesaro, or most of us are rooting for Cesaro. And kasi nga, minadali siya. Ito na, kung natalo si Cesaro on Monday, then that's the end of the push. Kasi, diba, Roman can say na, you can't be on my level, you can't beat me, diba, when the lights are at their brightest on the biggest stage possible or whatever. So, yun, dun ako natatakot na parang all this momentum towards Cesaro being a single star just goes down the drain after he takes the pin at WrestleMania Backlash.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that should Cesaro lose, he is going to immediately stop the push. Because he still got Jey Uso. He still got the Usos. There's still a mess happening over there. And he still has ways to lose without really losing his power or his star, his shine. So, yeah, it's only the beginning. Because it's only the beginning of what should be a long flirtation with the main event scene.
Yeah, and it's also a good way to pivot him out of the title picture. Not necessarily out of the main event scene. Just towards a different feud. Right? Like Rose said, the Usos are still there. We still have Seth Rollins in the background for some reason. He's still there. He still has flirtations with Roman Reigns, right? We saw that last SmackDown where they had that brief interaction.
Yeah.
So it's still revolving around the same characters, and it's just easy enough. The beautiful thing about them pushing multiple storylines forward is that it allows people to move into different roles without making such drastic changes. So it's easy for guys like Cesaro to pivot into another feud while still being in the same title picture.
All right. I think at this point, lahat naman tayo, we all agree na Roman wins, so we can move on to the next match. Triple threat for the WWE Championship. You have Bobby Lashley defending against Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman. All right. Is anybody actually invested in this story?
No. Because I would rather this would have been instead Bobby versus Braun. Because mas okay yun eh. I don't want to see Drew McIntyre challenge again for the nth straight time.
Ikaw, Chino.
I actually don't know. I'm very torn by this. It's like I don't want anybody to win. You know? Like, I can't convince myself to root for any of them. siguro the lesser of the evils is probably Bobby Lashley, because he's been doing a good job as champ, as good job as he can be. But we don't want to see Braun win because nobody likes Braun. And we don't want to see Drew win because he's been shoved down our throats multiple times. So to have Bobby retain is, I guess, the easier choice for me. But honestly,
the least offensive option.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't really care. Like,
if Bobby Lashley retains, then I don't know. Parang, I don't know who's left to elevate to that level, to the WWE Championship level. Kasi parang, okay, after this, it's probably going to be Lashley versus Braun one-on-one, and then they're going to move Drew to Sheamus, to Jinder, pala, which you can see in my background, because those are the rumors for the plans for Jinder and Drew. So, yun, it's going to be quite the boring summer for Raw, I think. Kasi mas exciting pa rin na SmackDown.
Oh, on the men's side, at least. The women's side.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
I wish they told better stories. Kasi I actually like Bobby Lashley as champion. And I've heard a couple of stories from Bobby Lashley himself na makes me want to keep rooting for him. And he also has a lot of love for the Filipino community. So that's a bit of a teaser for what's to come for the Filipino community. Filipino wrestling community as related to Bobby Lashley. But yeah, there's really not much here, honestly, with this triple threat. Parang, ano lang siya, parang placeholder feud. Alam mo yun?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. That's why I was complaining the other day about how the Raw side of Backlash is all rematches in some form, as opposed to SmackDown. They really use the time to move forward and explore the depths of their roster. So, sobrang okay talaga SmackDown.
And it's such a disservice to Bobby Lashley because
yes,
you think that because he's a newer champion and he's a new face for the brand, that they'd use that opportunity to bring up newer guys to face him as well. Pero hindi, umiikot lang around the same people yung feuds niya. And it sucks because he deserves better challengers, essentially.
Itong sinabi ni Lance, sorry, I just want to shout out yung sinabi ni Lance. He might be, I think he's joking, but there is something to his suggestion of having Cedric versus Bobby because there is still some unresolved angles and threads from the Hurt Business breakup. So I would actually much rather see Cedric versus Bobby for a Cesaro versus Roman-like championship story on Raw.
I was gonna say na ang problema kasi ng Raw main event picture is walang babyface na top guy aside from Drew.
Yeah.
Or maybe Braun. Kasi si Braun medyo parang anti-hero na siya at this point eh. So wala yung pure na babyface na top guy other than Drew. Jeff Hardy's not on that level. Randy Orton's an anti-hero. Riddle, you can't really take all that seriously. Yung New Day medyo bumaba ulit sa tag team level, diba? Not to take a dump on the tag team division, but it is what it is, diba? So wala talagang top guy na babyface eh. So sino yung itatapat mo kay Bobby Lashley?
Ito. Daniel Bryan when he resigns with WWE, whenever that is. So they're still expecting to re-sign with WWE.
I like it. I dig that idea. It's something I can get behind and something I'm willing to explore if it actually happens.
Yeah, if it's him, it's him. Right? But if it's somebody else, it's somebody else. As long as it's not Drew or Braun or whoever na nakita na natin in that same spot.
Sana hindi.
Yeah. Sana talaga hindi. Just give us fresh matchups. That's all we want, please. I need Bobby Lashley to have fresh opponents. All right, we'll get to the rest of our predictions for WrestleMania Backlash in a bit. But first, here's a special offer that we have for you, our viewers and listeners of the Wrestling Podcast, courtesy of our friends from Zalora.
All right, guys, our Zalora promo is still ongoing, I think, until the end of the month, I believe. If you want to get your fits, your fresh finds from Zalora, from brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and stuff like that, you can use our special checkout code, Wrestling. Again, I don't have to spell that for you, Wrestling. That gives you 25% off plus 10% cash back for your minimum purchase of 1,999 pesos. Yun, use it, Wrestling. Check it out.
All right, now let's take a break and hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia. Now, hold on just a minute, playa. That's a Teddy Long reference for you. If you're probably wondering how a few wrestling fans who put together a podcast for their love of wrestling have been able to collab with brands here on the Wrestling Podcast, well, the answer is simple. We use Podmetrics. So if you have a podcast, no matter what the size is, you can sign up now at podmetrics.co, that's podmetrics.co, and use our referral code, Wrestling2XPod.
All caps, one word. That's WRESTLING, the number 2, the letter X, and the letters POD. Again, Wrestling2XPod, all caps, one word. And hey, it's a great way to show support for the show as well. Now, if you're an advertiser and you want to collab with us on the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, who are we to say no? You can head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Let's get to some shout-outs on Kumu.
All right, saying hey to Scumageddon, who says he just saw Moxley versus Nagata from this week, from today's episode of Dynamite. What an awesome match. I agree. They should have given it more time, considering it was actually a title match. Jeb says the SmackDown throwback episode, he doesn't know why they used the old 80s WWF logo instead of the Attitude Era Scratch logo, which was yung kasagsagan ng SmackDown on, you know, the programming. He says that the Teddy Long return is satisfying and the original blue SmackDown ref shirts have returned. Emil says Chyna is super active, surprisingly, considering it's 4 a.m. where he is. Well, he says sleep is for the weak.
No truer words, Emil. No truer words.
Jeb says, sana sa susunod na promo natin, replica belt ang grand prize. Again, we'll keep that in mind and we will find some willing partners to give that away. Diba, diba?
Yung lang kailangan natin. And we need numbers. We need you guys and your friends to follow us on Spotify, follow us on our social media platforms. Diba? The more of us that come together and bring these stats and the numbers forward, the more likely we're able to get these partners.
Tsaka engagement, guys. When we have a contest, as many people as possible should join so that we can build up interest for all these prizes. Kasi sayang naman yung prize sa amin lang din mapupunta. So, it's better if it goes out to you guys. Diba? We want to give these things away, but you have to join the contest.
That's true.
Right. So, si Joseph on Facebook sabi niya, tuloy pa rin ba yung Funko Pop promo? Actually, it's over for this week. However, if you want to share with us yung video na yan of you and your brother, then please send it to us. Kasi we, sayang naman, di ba nag-effort na rin kayo? Just send it to us and we want to see what you guys come up with. Make sure you tag us.
Sana pinusto kanina, di ba?
Oh, sana pinusto kanina. At Wrestling2XPod, tag us, okay? We want to see it pa rin kasi it's always nice seeing how creative our listeners can be. Shoutouts as well to Nel De La Peña, to Kyle Martin. Sabi ni Kyle, how about a draft soon so that Raw can have some new top baby faces? Dude, we just had a draft last October.
Yeah, we just had the draft. No, I don't.
Yeah, the drafts are happening every season premiere. So you have to wait five more months.
Yeah, before a draft actually happens. Okay, let's go back to our predictions for WrestleMania Backlash. God, that's a mouthful. Triple threat for the Raw Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Ito yung problem ko dito was something that Ricky Publico brought up in his Raw review on SmartHenry.com. And it's that we haven't heard from Rhea Ripley at all. We haven't really heard from Asuka either. Like, it's all Charlotte. Like, I'm the opportunity. I got suspended. I'm coming back. I've got the stroke, blah, blah, blah. And then see Asuka, she's just being Asuka, yelling random things in Japanese, which to everyone who doesn't speak Japanese, parang basically gibberish na yun, di ba? And then Rhea Ripley is just Rhea Ripley na parang natanggalan ng personality, which for me is such a disservice to her as a character.
The thing with Raw kasi is that they somehow end up focusing too much on the random matches and, you know, random repeating matches. Parang okay na walang sila ng creativity, which is matches are fine, matches are good, especially when the wrestling is good. Pero sometimes you gotta balance it out with talking segments as well. Like Rhea Ripley deserves a promo. Charlotte gets promo time, but syempre, there are other people on the roster. Rhea deserves a chance to introduce herself and to flesh out her character ever since appearing on Raw like a little over a month ago, di ba? Hindi naman siya recently lang naman siya pumasok sa Raw. So
yeah, wala pang 1 month before WrestleMania. Like they just slotted her in, and then yun, the number one contender na siya.
Yeah, exactly. So Raw really has to balance the talking stuff with the wrestling stuff.
Tsaka it's also a balance. It's also a lack of focus on who they're choosing, because of all the three people in this feud, I feel like Charlotte was the least important person there.
That's true.
She was just the one dropped in the middle of this feud, diba? She was she was already taken out of it, and then she slotted back in. And it just goes to show how inconsistent their storytelling is, because they didn't really know what to do with Charlotte at first. They took her off TV, then they put her back, and then now she's in the title picture again. And now she's being focused on so much more than the actual champion of this feud, which is Rhea Ripley. So I would have loved to have heard more from Rhea Ripley. But at the same time, I feel like no matter who wins here, Alexa Bliss is getting them. So parang yun yung end game nila.
Yun, isa pa. That's another thing that we're talking about. Thanks for pointing that out, Chino. Who's going to be facing Alexa Bliss for the championship then? Because it seems like that's where her sights are focused. So who's going to stand on top as the women's champion after Backlash?
One. I hope it's Rhea, but the way they're booking her, kasi parang transitional champion lang siya. Like Charlotte wasn't available for WrestleMania, so they put it on Rhea, and then Rhea's gonna eat the pin once again for Charlotte after a year, diba? So it's gonna be really bad for everyone involved.
Yeah, same. I feel like Charlotte's always been their girl, their woman, their person for this division. So if Charlotte does walk away with the title, it makes the juxtaposition of horror better, so much better than against Rhea or against Asuka, because first of all, si Asuka, English isn't her strong suit, so I don't know if she can convey that horror properly, because it's such a dialogue heavy feud. But you look at all the other horror feuds and you'll get why I said that. But then at the same time, I don't think it works against Rhea. Because at this point in her stage, parang paano mo siya tatakutin, di ba? Is she afraid of anything? Like, she doesn't.
I would like to see that, di ba? I would like to see Rhea humanized. Kasi, di ba, she's such a strong, dominant presence, di ba? Ang daming gusto magpaapa kay Rhea Ripley. But if you see her getting the crap scared out of her by Lily and Alexa Bliss, then, you know, that's a different layer to her character.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't think people are ready to buy into that just yet. Kasi nga, she's been billed as this strong superwoman type, di ba? So parang, for me, if I saw that as opposed to somebody like Charlotte, who's already been through a rigor of emotions in her WWE career, I feel like she would sell it much better.
See, JK in the comments, sabi niya, I can't stand Charlotte anymore. To be honest, it's all WWE style again. Let me ask you guys this. Let's start with the Ro. What makes Charlotte different from Roman Reigns? Kasi si Roman Reigns, parang pareho naman yung booking nila ni Charlotte, diba? Forever champion, always on top, annoying heel. So what makes Roman different from Charlotte?
Before I answer that, I want to read out Emil's comment here on Kumu. He says that he hopes it's Rhea that would face Alexa. I say, remember how Bliss got eliminated by Rhea Ripley at the Royal Rumble. So, okay, may something done. Definitely one to watch out for. As for the question of is Charlotte Roman Reigns or what makes her different from Roman Reigns, I don't know. I think the whole taking time off thing, tapos biglang nawala siya in the middle of a hot streak, and then having some inconsistent booking really hurt her. Kasi Roman enjoyed the benefits of being consistently booked strong ever since he returned at SummerSlam last year. So, yun, okay sa kanya yun. And Charlotte does not have that yet. She doesn't have the luxury of great micromanaged booking from the wrestlers themselves, her own creative input. So if she can get that consistency, may benefit din siya in some way. Pero until that doesn't happen, or until that happens, she's kind of a lost cause right now.
Ikaw, Chino, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I feel like Charlotte also suffers from the, because of the inconsistent booking, she suffers from the inability to tell compelling stories. Diba? Instead of most of her feuds have always focused around being the best, being the champion, being victorious. Whereas with Roman, we've seen him in feuds that involve careers, diba? Involve families. There's depth to it. And Charlotte hasn't really gotten to that point yet. She hasn't really gotten the opportunity to put things on the line, like family, diba? Or like, you know, ang babaw lang ng feuds niya in a way. And so while she is being pushed to the moon, it isn't something that people can actually relate to.
Ito sinabi ni Janelle in the comments, Alexa telepathically attacked Shayna's legs. You know what? When I saw that unfold, hindi ko na-gets yun.
Hindi ko na-gets.
Yung nangyari sa kanya, I thought it was a random, tapos randomly natapos na lang yung match. And that was super weird. I didn't like it. So maybe, I guess she is going after the tag team championships with someone. I don't know.
I would buy that though. If she goes into a tag team match, tapos yung doll lang yun nandun sa corner niya, I would freak out. Kasi di ba kung ikaw yung kalaban mo, baliw ba tong kalaban ko? Why is her tag team partner a doll?
That's so messed up. I would not like to see that.
I would love that. If that actually happens, I would freak out. That's so cool.
Okay, let's go to the next match and let's stay with the women here. SmackDown Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Bayley. Feeling ko placeholder feud rin to, pero at least it's fresh kasi Bayley wasn't booked for WrestleMania. So at least she gets the backlash spot here and gets to put Bianca Belair over.
Yeah, Bianca pa rin.
Yeah, Bianca needs a statement victory, really. Not that Sasha wasn't a statement victory, but she needs to retain against an established former champion like Bayley. So I say Bianca retains.
Yeah, feeling like it's a hell of a rub because Bayley has always been saying that she's the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion. So if Bianca can get that win over her, Eddie, that makes Bianca the best.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. EST.
Yeah. All right. Next up, staying with SmackDown, the tag team championships are on the line between the Dirty Dogs and the Mysterios. So we kind of touched on this earlier. But there are rumors that the Usos are slated to win the tag team championships from a face team. And it kind of makes sense to have the Mysterios win, give Rey and Dominic that father-son moment, yung moment na gustong makuha ni LeBron and Bronny. You know, give that to Rey and Dominic, and then the following episode or the following pay-per-view, boom, Usos na.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen, I think. After I saw the rumor na the Usos are planned for a tag team championship win, feeling ko yun na talaga.
Yeah, same.
All right, and finally, just to wrap a bow around everything you sinabi ni Rona, but on the Raw side, it's really just a bunch of rematches and rehashes from the WrestleMania card. We get Damian Priest and The Miz in a lumberjack match. So, yeah, wala masyadong stakes though. I don't get why we're getting this.
To me, it's a vehicle, I think, for the eventual turn of The Miz against John Morrison. Because we've seen the seeds planted for that. Really subtle hints that it's going to happen. So I think something's going to happen here. John is probably going to, abandon Miz somewhere. Or something's going to happen. They're going to bump into each other or something like that. Tapos doon mag-start the story na yan. So
what's the point though? Why turn The Miz on John Morrison? And we've already seen this story, diba? Na The Miz turned on Jomo after the WWE draft in 2009, I think, or 2010. And si Jomo, but Jomo turned face and he was just your average mid-card babyface who would hold the Intercontinental or US Championship every once in a while. Like, what makes this version of John Morrison compelling as a babyface? Parang mas okay siya dito sa role niya as a bumbling heel.
I don't know. I think he's a better wrestler than he was 10 years ago. So I'm actually willing to see face John Morrison push kasi sobrang wala na rin depth on the babyface side on Raw. So you know what? Let's try it and see what happens.
Ikaw, Chino, what do you think?
I feel like John Morrison's going to be the heel. Like, really? Talking about trying things differently, how different is it to see a face Miz?
Diba? We've seen that. It was also not good.
No, but I mean, it's been a while. So I would actually prefer to see that more than the same rehash story from 9 years ago, because it gives them an opportunity to explore characters that they don't usually have it.
My problem kasi is that John Morrison wrestles like a face. The fun parkour capoeira stuff really endears him to audiences, and it's really good. It comes off really good. So talagang there's no way but to turn John Morrison face. It would be extremely weird kung maging heel siya. And I just want to see it kasi it's something. It's depth on the Raw roster that absolutely needs it.
Sabi ni Aaron in the comments, face Miz is lame. And you know what? I agree. I don't know if you guys have seen yung WWE 24 ni Miz. It's very good. Like, as a human being, the Miz is somebody I'd like to be friends with. Kasi, wala, he's a success story, di ba? He's a fan like us. And he really carved out his own role for himself in WWE. But as a character, as an on-screen presence, sobrang douchebag niya eh. Like, yeah, I'd root for him whenever he cuts a really nasty and vicious promo. But those are his strong suits. And we already saw him flounder as a babyface nung 2013-2014, nung minana niya yung figure four from Ric Flair. Like, there wasn't really much that he could do as a babyface because even The Miz understands that he's a grade A douchebag and he should stay that way.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, Emil says on Kumu that he watched a bunch of Miss and Mrs. episodes lately, which because it comes on after Raw. It says that it makes him want to see Miz as a compelling babyface. Maybe if there's something there, as you know, if you focus on the fact that he's a dad, maybe there's something there, you know, as a face Miz. But on the whole, I think even he understands that there isn't much money in that.
The only way I see this working, face Miz, well, is his feud with Shane McMahon. The only reason he was a successful face in that feud was because Shane was so much more annoying.
Yes, that's true.
The Miz, right? So if they are able to make Jomo more annoying than Miz, it's impossible because he's so likable. But if they're able to do that, then it might actually work. But again, this is just a shot in the dark for my end.
Between the two of them, talagang Jomo is the more likable one.
Yeah, yeah. So like they're both guapo, but they're both handsome men. Si Jomo yung tipong wow, si crush. Si Miz yung tipong grabe sobrang guapo pero ang sarap sa pakin eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yung sobrang presko kasi na tao. So that's the difference between Jomo and the Miz. Let's go to the comments here. Sabi ni Julian, it's a question about Raw. Ano yung reaction niyo on what seems to be Jeff Hardy's burial?
I wrote about this on Grapevine yesterday, and it's not really a burial in as much, I mean, insofar as it is really just them rotating the cast on Raw. Biroin mo, nagawa pa nila yun. May depth pala on Raw to rotate the cast every now and then, which is true. You got guys like Drew Gulak and Angel Garza getting more screen time at the expense of guys like Jeff Hardy. On TikTok, Jeff Hardy is super popular. So that's a reason why he still keeps getting airtime and getting pushes every now and then. So even if we are kind of tired of the old Jeff Hardy act, a lot of casuals still like Jeff Hardy. That's a reason why they keep looking for him. So ito na naman sasabi ko, have no fear kasi eventually babalik din yan sa babalik din siya sa relevance, sa spotlight. Kasi if he stays in the spotlight for too long, we're going to get tired of him. Yeah. And he's gonna get hurt so bad that he's gonna go back to drugs or something.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy is not a young man anymore. He's in his 40s now. Right?
We don't need to see Victory Road all over again.
Exactly, mid-40s. So it's actually it's actually not out of the realm of possibilities to see him actually retire in the next few years. Kasi hindi na kaya ng katawan niya. He's been injured so many times and he's not young anymore. So if this is their way to give him some time to recuperate or to not take on such a heavy schedule, then yeah, I'm all for it, diba?
Exactly.
So yeah, let's close out our predictions by predicting Damian Priest versus The Miz.
Oh, this got to be Priest. I mean, at this point, you got to push the young guy.
Para mas kailangan niya, no?
Oh, mas kailangan niya. And I think if
young
Miz
guy, because Damian Priest is like 38, 39. Oh, yeah.
Right. That's true. That's absolutely true. He's as old as Nakamura. Tabog dun, if John Morrison and The Miz are going to break up, then Damian Priest has to win. Kasi, syempre, they have to have some tension.
Yeah, I agree. Right?
Yeah, no. Damian, first of all, let me just say, Damian Priest might not be a young guy, but Punishment Martinez is pretty old. He's been around a while. So, that said, if they're going to push somebody like him, there's no better time than now. Because he's paid his dues, I feel like. He's been in NXT, he's been on Raw, and he's been doing the whole Bad Bunny thing for himself, just to put him over, just to help his career along with somebody who is a much bigger name than he is.
Yes.
But he's a benefit. The fact that not a lot of people know him, they paired him up with a guy who was very popular, actually helped him along. And it wasn't, and it didn't hurt him because the guy actually can wrestle. See, Bad Bunny can actually wrestle, diba?
Yep.
Put in the work to wrestle. So now that he's on his own, he can actually show off what he can do in the ring, diba? To casuals and to people who are don't really watch NXT.
Yun nga lang, paulit-ulit yung mga match nila sa Raw.
Well, that's not his fault. That's the creative's fault, diba? Guys like him, like Mustafa Ali, like Ricochet, they're only able to work within the certain parameters that are set for them. And they make the best of it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there you have it. Those are our predictions for WrestleMania Backlash. I'm sure there will be like a match or two added right after this stream or right after this podcast because WWE. So if you want to keep the conversation going, make sure to follow us on Twitter or on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about your new TNT champion, sa wakas Lord, finally. Talk about that. But first, we got to let you know about another way you can help support the podcast through our friends from Lazada.
All right, guys, everything you want and need from Lazada's many, many sales, hashtag sa Lazada yan. So you can help the podcast through your shopping at Lazada by using our special affiliate link, which you will click on before you check out, you know, at the cart and check out. Use the link podlink.co/EUL, podlink.co/EUL. Portions of your purchases will go to the Wrestling Podcast at the PNA to help us do what we do.
All right. And now another word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
Let's get some shoutouts on Kumu.
All right, saying hey to Kimberly John Abong, who sent us halo halo. Maraming salamat. Saying thank hey you. To Marshy _ Jinwoo, who just followed us on Kumu. Thank you, thank you. Admin Angela is here as well. He says, or he asks, maganda rin yung Charlotte versus Bliss. Kaya lang, Charlotte na naman as champion. I don't think he likes that idea. We don't either. Saying hey to G_ Ramos, Wang Jarium, Gloria 13, Marvin Ebora, Ralph _ Brian X. Abby is also here tonight. Thank you. What's up, Abby?
What's up, Abby?
Thank you guys for joining us on Kumu and on Facebook. Saying hey to Papi Derv, who is representing the Squirtle Squad here on the Facebook.
All right. Julian's asking, ano yung podcast equipment natin? You want to answer that here or sa TikTok?
TikTok na lang. TikTok na lang. Since Julian is one of our TikTok followers, we will take videos on for TikTok.
Mag-set up tour ba tayo?
Pwede. All right, let's go to AEW now and let's talk about the big news. Miro is your new TNT champion. Thank you, Lord! May nakikinig sa taas. Oh my God. I'm so over Super Darby. I've tweeted about this for weeks. I've said this on the podcast for weeks now. I just cannot buy Darby Allin anymore as a serious and credible threat. I cannot. I'm so over Sting. I'm so over their stupid little fist bump nung inuupakan siya ni Miro. I'm so done with that. Like, I'm so glad that Miro is now the TNT champion.
Wow, you heartless bastard. Wow.
I actually don't agree with Darby not being a threat. Pero it is a fact that Darby and his matches are apparently the highest rating segments of Dynamite. That's why he ends up getting the main event spot every night. But I don't agree with it kasi, syempre, for me, the TNT Championship is a mid-card championship. It should be main eventing the first hour. There are other main event-worthy matches. Like, for example, this week's episode, Young Bucks versus SCU, that deserved the main event because it was such a huge moment for SCU to break up after losing. Or maybe even, they're not going to put Moxley versus Nagata on the main event. But yes, going back to Miro, syempre, I don't think there was any other possibility. I don't think that Miro.
Hold up, we said that about the other Darby Allin challengers, and we were wrong week after week.
No, syempre yung mga matches like John Silver and stuff like that. Easy 10, diba?
Yeah, Preston Vance wasn't gonna win, but like, yeah. I could have bought the Butcher.
I wouldn't have bought the Butcher.
No, I wouldn't have bought the Butcher either.
Miro is unstoppable. I thought that they were actually improving on the Brock Lesnar versus small guy match formula on the episode. So kudos to them on that. I actually want Miro to work as their own version of Brock Lesnar. Because I think bagay sa kanya.
So Bruce is asking, how long was Darby Allin TNT champion? 186 days. And I think that was 156 days too many.
No, I feel like you're being too harsh on Darby Allin. Because I feel like Darby Allin is such a compelling character.
Magaling naman siya underdog. I'm not saying
that he's a bad wrestler. I'm just saying that he's not compelling. Okay. Tell me why he's compelling.
Tell me why he isn't compelling, Stan. Let's do that.
Okay, he's a 5'6" guy who is ripped, yes. Pero what, he's going to throw himself off of whatever height and he's going to bring out whatever weapon and he has face paint on. Big whoop. Jeff Hardy did that 20 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, but here's the thing, Stan. Darby Allin represents a whole segment of the population that is misunderstood and mistreated. Yung mga skaters, yung mga punk rockers. And not to say that Jeff Hardy didn't do that for himself, but Jeff Hardy's whole deal wasn't focused on that clean living aspect. Yung the whole skate scene, the whole punk rock scene. Diba? That's what Darby represents. He represents the marginalized youth of America. Which,
yes, a white guy represents the marginalized communities.
Why? White people can be marginalized. Yeah.
White people can be poor too. White people. Stan, he was named after two of the world's most famous punk rockers. Okay?
Yes, the guy who took a dump on stage. I know
you don't really care about punk rock kasi hip hop station guy. But at the same time, Darby Allin represents a whole segment of people that can actually relate to his character. Because he's an underdog. He's an outsider. He's actually not the biggest guy in the ring 90% of the time he's in there. Diba? And yet he's still able to put his career on the line every time. And honestly, I can respect that because I find that really compelling. Yes, ang haba nung title ring niya and for most of it was very uneventful. But I don't really see that as Darby Allin's problem. I feel like it's not his story. I feel like it's storytelling. Yeah, it's AEW now. But does that mean Darby Allin isn't a compelling guy? I mean, absolutely not.
I will say, sorry. I wanna chime in before, you know, because I will say that while it is true that he represents that demographic, I believe that after he won the TNT Championship, parang nawala na yun in favor of all these
the Sting open crap, challenges.
The Sting Team Taz crap that kind of took over, and then they kind of dropped the ball on Darby, and then they kind of just used him as a crutch in that. Okay, let's go to Darby for some good matches every week, which is true to mind. It happened, and they were good, but na sacrifice yung kanyang personal fleshing out sa lagay na yan. So maybe if he were explored more every week or every other week, maybe he wouldn't feel so shoved down as well. But people love him. People love him again as a champion. Yeah.
All of your reasons are not his fault.
I don't hate him as much as Stan does.
Chino kanina that I think is super interesting, and it's that how do you become a compelling character, diba? I think nung build up ni Darby Allin to become TNT champion, sana they really established na, yeah, there's a backstory here. You can get behind him whether or not you're part of that community which he represents. The problem is he was a champion for such a long time, which, yes, not entirely Darby Allin's fault. Pero remember yung usapan natin about holders versus chasers. Darby Allin should have been a chaser, not a holder.
Sure.
So yun yung isang malaking problem with his writing throughout the last half year, which is why yung nga, parang wala, sobrang hindi na ako bilib kay Darby Allin. Like, I need him off of TV for about a month. I need to miss him before I care about him again.
That's you. Anyway, let's go back to Miro because I think he deserves to be talked about as well.
Yeah, sure.
Julian says that Miro looks like a dominant force na hindi kagaya dati, which before this point, he was only a lackey of Kip Sabian or a sidekick or the best man, if you will, of Kip Sabian. And all throughout the match earlier, he was asking the camera, is this underwhelming? And it feels like he's mad at the crowd for not thinking he was a big enough deal when it's actually Tony Khan's fault for writing him as the best man. I mean, sino ba nag-gumawa sa yun na underwhelming? Eh, di ba sila naman? Diba? Didn't people want you to be the dominant force that you were back when you debuted in 2014?
Honestly, I feel like that's a... Okay, I'm going to take this from the point of view of a stand-up comedian and say that whenever a comedian gets mad at the crowd turns on him. And I feel like that's a heel way to put himself over further as a heel, diba? To get more people to boo for him. You know, and it's not just fans and the audience, but us here in the smart world that are discussing his victory. Because you want to actually draw heat. And the best way I can see him drawing heat right now from everybody, from every segment of the demographic, is to absolutely turn on all of them. Diba? And maybe I'm putting too much effort into this frame of thought. But at the same time, if this is his frame of thinking, he's a smart guy. He knows how to get heat. So it's not impossible for me to think na yan yung purpose niya.
Gets kaya actually. But ironically, by him becoming a dominant force, people are going to like him again.
Yeah. I actually love yung outfit ni Miro this week. Like, he looks like a gladiator. Maganda yung katawan niya, diba, to begin with. Yeah, pero him dressing the way he did in this championship match, sobrang gladiator feels. And sana tuloy-tuloy na to for Miro because they didn't really do him a lot of favors by booking him as Kip Sabian's lackey for, again, another half year.
Yeah, that's true. I like shorts. That's what I was going for when I wore shorts. So good on him for looking like a champion.
Yeah, long overdue. Both things were long overdue. Darby Allin finally taking a meaningful loss and Miro finally becoming a champion or getting into a meaningful story in AEW. Totally long overdue. Medyo pinasadahan natin kanina, but now let's dig into it a bit. John Moxley and Yuji Nagata.
I want to focus on the end of that match. How do you guys feel about the consistent gang wars that are going on in AEW?
Oh, dude, it's the usual AEW cluster F.
Which one?
The Dark Order coming
Dark
out.
Dark Order comes out. Save Sting.
I'm so glad that you talked about the end of that match because for some reason, this episode of AEW Dynamite, they wanted to do so many things that they didn't let their moments breathe, like SCU stuff. They didn't linger on SCU breaking up. They had to show it. You have to show it to us after the commercial break. Tapos yun nga, sinabi yung gang war. Parang okay, Miro just won the championship. Couldn't he rest? Couldn't he live a little? And can't you save your gang war for next week? So parang okay, you really need a second show at this point.
Yeah, no, and you don't just need a second show. You need a second show that focuses on the right people. It's a problem that AEW has had because they keep hiring everybody that leads WWE. They keep picking up people left and right. And they thought it would be solved by having two darks. But honestly, they just need to find focus on the right people. Because of having such a deep roster, ang nangyayari is everybody has to have a faction and not all the factions are focused on properly. Just look at last week. Si QT Marshall got buried by Cody. So now all four of them are back to doing dark or what?
No, not really. Yeah. Anthony Ogogo's booked for Double or Nothing.
Okay, fair. Pero paano yung tatlo, diba? What's gonna happen then?
Hindi tumari up ni Ogogo.
Is that just a vehicle for Ogogo then? Diba?
I have no idea.
Sayang yung effort nila eh, diba? Like, it's such a mistimed opportunity, diba? You have Miro's moment taken over by Dark Order shenanigans.
And Page and Scorpio Sky shenanigans, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Ahead. Yeah, exactly. So sayang lang talaga in general that they have to keep consistently pushing these club feuds, these gang wars, these cluster Fs on us on a weekly basis.
Hindi lang yun. The women don't get much time, diba? I think we've said this that in before, but like all we got was a Thunder Rosa squash match, a Britt Baker interview, and another female interview. Jade Cargill, thank you. Yeah, so like every week there's a Jade Cargill spot and a Dr. Britt spot, and then bahala na kung sino yung nasa ring. That's it. That's all the women get from a two-hour program, which is really, really unfair when you look at it, considering all the time that the Dark Order gets.
Diba? Yeah, I've said this before on a review, I think on my Patreon reviews. So, for some reason, they keep prioritizing the weird mid-card feuds that nobody wants to see, like QT versus Cody, yung mga Butcher and the Blade stuff, instead of the women that actually that we want to see, the women who deserve ring time, like Serena Deeb and Hikaru Shida, diba? Parang who wants to see Butcher and the Blade? Who wants to see all of those guys?
Well, I want to see the Butcher and the Blade because I want to see the Bunny.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But yeah, you're right. But Hikaru Shida is as underdeveloped as Rhea Ripley, and Shida's been champion for a year.
So yeah, it's just a lazy way to end the show, honestly. Yeah. If you do it once, fine. But if you do it 4 or 5 times in a row, parang, come on, guys. Ang dami-dami nyo dyan sa likod, wala kayong maisap na finish. Wala kayong maisap na finish. Diba? Parang, it's just lazy on their part right now.
Kailangan daw, kailangan, sabi ni Tony Khan, kailangan umubos sila every week para may ring time, may air time sila.
Oh. Sign daw binabayad nila kay Alex Reynolds eh.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Moxley and Nagata. We mentioned earlier and it was a great match. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. But I think a lot of people were really talking about John Moxley's new theme song. So Tony Khan has licensed the song Wild Thing by the Troggs. It's an old song from the time of the Beatles. It came out in 1966. Okay, that's how old this song is. And I didn't know nung una na it was a tribute to Atsushi Onita from FMW, one of the legendary Japanese deathmatch wrestlers. Kasi yun yung entrance theme niya. But if you didn't know that, and you heard the song, sobrang out of place niya in wrestling.
Yeah.
Especially for a crazy MF-er like John Moxley. Yeah.
I like John's original theme. Yeah. I don't know. A lot better than Wild Thing. Hindi bagay. It feels like a UFC thing, which is, I guess, bagay siya if you already familiarize yourself with how UFC fighters choose their songs. So in that environment, bagay siya. But on AEW, in a pro wrestling environment where it's usually either hip-hop or metal or rock, hard rock, an old 1960s classic rock song, isn't really it. And it's kind of weird. Although eventually it's probably going to grow on us.
All right. Now, I feel like, first of all, to restricting it to just two genres is wrong because just look at Jungle Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. New Wave. Sorry. Off the top of my head lang.
Diba? Just, it's very open to interpretation, the idea of theme music. However, yun nga, with regards to John Moxley, having something so slow as Wild Thing play for him when we're so used to his theme here, and even his original WWE theme, which is very similar sounding.
Napaka grunge, very grungy theme ni John Moxley.
Exactly, very fast paced, very angry. Even compare that to this, medyo iba talaga. So I guess yes, basically, it's Rome mentioned something about it being very MMA. See, Moxley naman, diba, his recent run through all the indies is as an MMA fighter of sorts. He did Bloodsport multiple times now. So yep. I guess it's something that he's also leaning into a bit more. Yeah, the Anita tribute is there since he is originally a deathmatch wrestler. But for me, I don't really see it as such a departure from Moxley. Because after all, you're the wrestler who wants to walk out the music you actually like. Right? It's not like you're in the WWE where you're restricted to only what management gives you.
I guess. I'm just not feeling it.
It's weird to me.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying
it's as cool to me as WWE going for Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, nga pala. Na.
Yeah, because that happened. That happened once upon a time.
No. So, sa akin lang, it's not as weird as it seems for me, at least.
Let's throw this out to the listeners because this is a question that we were talking about sa group chat nating tatlo. So if you could license any song for like a wrestler, what song would that be? Or even for yourself, diba? If you could find the license for your own entrance theme, what would it be? So let's throw this out to the listeners.
If you had the Tony Khan money, sabi ni TK sa'yo, kahit anong kanta, kahit hot dogs pa yan, which is... Fun fact, one of the hardest songs to get licensed kasi mahal niya. But
Early days of PWR. Ano, totoong songs yung ginagamit namin.
Oh, diba?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Ito, si Bruce Lim has a song that was actually played in a PWR show, Never Gonna Give You Up. Diba?
Wait, Ro, ano yung first theme song mo? Like when you when you were in DualShock?
When I was in DualShock, it was a post-rock song. I forgot the title. I also forgot the artist. It's somewhere in my playlist, but it was a post-rock song. And then I eventually gravitated to Kanye's Blood on the Leaves. And then if I were to get a licensed song now, as you know, as our current characters in MSG, I would probably try to go for We've Got It Going On by the Backstreet Boys.
Sabi ni Joseph Shello, Sad But True by Metallica. That's what he would license if he had the Tony Khan money.
Sabi ni JK, Hail to the Chief para empowering music.
Emil on Kumu says he wants Nirvana smells like Teen Spirit. So yeah, that's a good choice. I think popular choice since indies if you are a wrestler.
Actually, it sounds and looks like something you would play if you play an Armory or something.
Yeah. You know, like my first entrance theme in PWR was Over by Drake. And then I shifted between Drake songs and Eminem songs for a while. Pero if I had Tony Khan money, I'd probably pay Dick the License and I'd use Alay sa Mga Nagkamalay nung dekada 90. Kasi sobrang bangis ng guitar riff niya. So that would be my answer. Ikaw, Chino, what's yours?
I walked out during a comedy show. I walked out to Mark Ronson's Uwi, which is has always been my go-to walkout song. Say just even before you get to the lyrics part, ang haba na niya eh. So Stan would know this.
Yeah.
That automatic bend right there.
Right.
You could use it as walkout music.
How about the other listeners on Kumu and on Facebook? Let us know if you had Tony Khan money, what would you license? Because we've seen all these songs now, na fixtures now of AEW programming, Tarzan Boy, diba, for Jungle Boy, or
UK Orange Cassidy.
Orange diba? Cassidy, Pixies, diba? Where's my mind? I love that song now. Like when I first heard it, sabi ko, not my thing, di bagay. And then now I get how it really fits the whole counterculture idea of the best friends. So, you know, it works.
Being out of the three of us, having the oldest soul, shall we say, I feel I really like the song selection that comes out of AEW. Kasi itong mga soundtracks to would fit right into something like a Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Diba?
Yeah,
where it's all
fine.
70s, 80s pop songs and rock songs.
Yung kanta ni Cody Rhodes na rak-rak at sabi lang may Snoop Dogg.
Labo na. That's all Cody right here.
This is my company.
I can do whatever I want. Right? No best example, no better example than that.
So there you have it. Those are our parang TBT natin for this week. If you have Tony Khan money and you could license any song as your entrance theme, what would it be? And if you want to keep the conversation going, you can hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling2XPod, TikTok pwede rin at Wrestling2XPod, or on Facebook and Instagram. Do follow us at Wrestling Podcast. Let's get to our picks of the week before we remind everybody again about the New Era Caps promo. So my pick is the Cruiserweight Championship match between Kushida and Santos Escobar, 2 out of 3 falls. I really love 2 out of 3 falls matches in general, and I love it when mas fast-paced yung match. So usually you get that from the Cruiserweight style. And with people like Kushida, who are also very technically based, it's an added element that really appeals to me. So they had everything I wanted in that match, and I'm really thankful that we got that as this week's main event.
All right. My pick was that because I was going to dibs it, but then I failed to dibs it because I didn't think anyone else was going to pick it. So I don't want to pick anything else. I'll plus one what Stan picked. And I just wanted to add, I'm really excited for Kushida being Cruiserweight champion because more than Santos Escobar, he's a bigger name. So I think he's going to elevate the prestige of the Cruiserweight championship. Sana maging main event worthy pa rin siya in the future like it was this week. Yun, can't wait to see what other challengers are in store.
My pick goes out to main event. That's right. It's Mustafa Ali versus Ricochet. And
wow, you're watching main event now.
I actually just watched the main event because I saw Mustafa Ali's Twitter, and it just goes to show how hard he's really trying to push his character, his feud with Ricochet. Because again, these guys are only given so many things to work with, right? So they don't really have the world handed to them like a Roman Reigns or in this case a Bobby Lashley, right? Since they share the same Raw time. So they have to resort to things like main event to ply their craft. And I can relate to that so much because, you know, when you're only given a certain amount of time to do something, you have to make the most of it. And I feel like that's what they did with this one. And it's a feud that's still continuing. Kahit na kasawa na, the fact that Ricochet is still able to do what he does best, which is flip around and do crazy things, it's still pretty amazing to watch. And especially when he gets to work with somebody like Mustafa Ali.
All right. Now, JK says, ang bilis ng oras. Actually, yeah, sobrang bilis nga, but that's what happens when you're having fun. So instead of being sad about it, let's make you happy by giving something to the listeners. We love giving back here on the Wrestling Podcast. So we've got a promo now with our friends from New Era Caps. Shout out to them for this Macho Man Randy Savage cap. I'm flexing. You can see it here on the side. But of course, for this week. There we go. New Era Caps logo right here. And for our listeners, you can get this Hulk Hogan gift pack from us on the Wrestling Podcast. So you've got the Hulk Hogan snapback and the Hulk Hogan t-shirt. And as Ro said, it's in the style of the 2000s, na vintage na ngayon. So cool na siya ulit. So ang total value niyan is a little under 6,000 pesos, by the way. So you want this gift pack from us, and we're going to make it super simple. Watch out sa Twitter namin and TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. Make sure you follow us over there. Follow New Era Caps PH as well. We're going to be asking a question about Hulk Hogan, and you have to answer it. Ganun kadali. If you get it correctly, we'll be raffling it off among everyone else who gets it correctly. So there, that is week one of our collab with New Era Caps. Follow them on social media at New Era Caps PH. All right. Let's get some plugs before we move on. You've got another way that you can support the podcast through your online shopping, and that is through our friends over at Shopee. Take it away, Ro.
All right, guys. We gave you one way to support the podcast through online shopping earlier. Here's another way. All you got to do is use our affiliate link for Shopee. Again, same way. Just got to click on the link. Got to enter the link on your browser before you add to cart and before you check out. You just got to use the link tinyurl.com/WWPXShopee. tinyurl.com/WWPXShopee. So,
And you can check out the other podcasts that we do. Let's start with Chino. Sinong guest natin this week on The Class Clown?
All right. Hey, first of all, I have a few podcasts out this week. One with Victor Anastasio on Sabayan with Victor. And another with The Cool Pals, where I get to host their second anniversary special. So that's me talking to all their significant others. So that's two comedy podcasts that I'm on. The third one that I'm on is my own podcast where I get to talk to our friends from Machong Chismisan. That's Makoy Pare, that's Tito Pige, and Ingo. And I just talk to them about Pinoy humor and what really gets them laughing and what gets them motivated to make people laugh. So that's coming out tomorrow, Manila time, on the Class Clown podcast. I forgot the name of my own podcast. Class Clown podcast on Spotify. Please give it a follow. It'll really mean a lot. Also, please give me a follow and on my social media to find out all the other podcast episodes I drop at Chino Supersized.
Yeah, please follow everything that we do. Follow On Deck on Spotify. Siyempre, follow the Wrestling podcast. Ro, any guest appearances on your end this week?
No guest appearances for me, but I will plug our daily manifestation for hashtag Road to Batista. Guys, if you can tweet Dave Bautista at Dave Bautista and us at Wrestling2XPod, tell him, please, you know, appear on the podcast, guest on the podcast. We really are working on it.
Pero ilan na ba yung followers natin sa Twitter?
427.
So if 427, assuming na walang bot to, if 427 people tweet at Dave Bautista, You add us, that's 430. That should be enough to convince him to guest for us. Diba? Kahit 5 minutes lang of his time.
Diba? Yeah, exactly. Every day. I'm going to try to daily manifest that guest appearance. We are actually working on it on the site, pero syempre, baka makatulong yan. So yun, please tweet all of us at at Dave Bautista, at Wrestling2XPod, hashtag Road to Bautista.
I love it. All right, don't forget to follow us on social media everywhere at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok, on Facebook at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. We're going to be getting out of here in a bit, so we'll catch you next week on the next Wrestling Wrestling Podcast stream. Of course, nandito yan sa Kumu at Wrestling Wrestling Pod and on Facebook.com/Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Big shout outs going out to our Podcast Network Asia team, to Babyface producers Nikai and Sola, who'll be editing these episodes kahit na naka-holiday sila ngayon, and to our Muslim brothers and sisters and friends, Eid Mubarak to all of you. I hope everybody's having a good holiday as it winds down. I hope everybody stays safe. Wash your hands. Please keep wearing your masks. And if you can, please go and get yourself registered so you can get vaccinated. Una-una. And please also register to vote. Sobrang importante nun because Election Day is less than a year away. Ganun kalapit before we all hold people accountable. And that's important. So please, on behalf of Romoran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Signing out for this week. We're out.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Paano to? Wait. Oh, all right. Got it. Wait. Hold on. Bye-bye. All right. See you. Peace. Whatever. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.